Welcome back. This is South the Cab, presented by SDIA. My name is Kenneth Saunders III, and I am chairman of the South the Cab Improvement Association. I want to thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to listen to this podcast. I definitely appreciate it. This is episode 5. This is the first one of this year, and I got to tell you, since the last one, there have been so many great things that have happened with this organization. But first, I'd like to ask you to support our organization by going to sdiainc.org and clicking on that yellow button to donate to this organization, so that way that we can continue to be able to fight for what's going on with South the Cab and to improve this area in extremely great ways. And in fact, we have actually been doing that. And I definitely want to take this time out for this episode to really speak to you, the listeners of this podcast. But make sure that you also share this podcast with everyone that you know. Join our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, SDIA Inc., and everywhere that you see on social media. So let's go ahead and actually get on with this episode, because there are some things I definitely want to cover with everyone. Today, there aren't any guests. It is just me for today, which is actually really an awesome thing. First, I want to cover our last meeting that we had over at Sugar Creek Golf and Tennis Club. This was a really good meeting, and the attendance was great. And the important people that were there to hear our economic co-chairperson, Wayne Early, really lay out his vision for economic development and trying to change what we are currently doing within South DeKalb. And a lot of it I'll talk about a little bit later, particularly when it comes to economic development. But I got to applaud him for him to be able to lay out his vision. And in fact, he is going to be the next guest on our show so that you can hear live and direct from him, and so that we can continue the discussion and move it more towards action on really being able to bring in a better sense of what economic development should be here in South DeKalb. And so with this year, we have really been heavy with South DeKalb, particularly on the educational side of things, which has actually been really phenomenal. Because the thing about with the whole aspect of education, our education committee has been so active this year, and not only co-sponsoring STEM events and helping out mentoring kids and doing fairs and whatnot. They have been really a huge focal point, particularly this year with SDIA. And in fact, they even have their own Twitter page, SDIA EDU, which is, so go ahead and follow them so that way that you get up to date on what they've been doing, particularly with their work with the Georgia Tech. And it is amazing on what they're doing. And part of the reason why they're doing that, or able to do that, is because of our partnership with the United Way. And United Way has been a really strong partner with us this year and also last year, and really being able to help us to be able to create programs for people that and for kids that are in areas in South DeKalb that need a little bit more attention, a little bit more love. And our chairperson, Ella Davis, has been an extremely dedicated and focused person, particularly with the welfare and education of our children and everybody else on her committee. So I definitely have to applaud her for really being able to do that and that entire committee. Now, here's the thing with SDIA, is that we are always looking for ways of really being able to improve this area. So just to give you a little rundown for those that are not completely familiar with SDIA, is that we have 5 things that we focus on. One, I just mentioned, I talked about, is education. We have economic development, we have code compliance, we have housing, and we also have public safety. Now, each one of those affect the quality of life and are all tied together, because you can't have one better than the other. They all have to rise up in order to be able to improve everything that's happening within South DeKalb. And so what we've been asking for is for people to really head up these committees. And in fact, we actually have two vacant spots, which is dealing with code compliance and housing. Now, these two positions are very critical because when you look at housing, for instance, and the short story of it is that South DeKalb for decades has been redlined and for property values to not rise up to the same levels as they are in Metro Atlanta, has been purposely done. And there's been studies that's been done, and I've talked about it with the Brookings Institute and Gallup when they released a report last year talking about on how minority or majority Black areas have been redlined from their property values from rising like how they are in other parts of Metro Atlanta. And this is something that's happening across the entire country. And so we need somebody to really head this up to make sure that the appraisal values that we are getting in our homes is what they really should be, because our homes is what is the biggest investment that we all make in our lifetimes. And we put money into it, we pay off the mortgage and stuff, and we're hoping to get equity so that we can make some money. And hey, if we have to sell it, it's worth more than what we put into, which would be great. But unfortunately, this area has been, it's been rising, but it's one of the hardest areas hit since 2008, since the housing crash and the Great Recession that we've had. And there's proof of the Washington Post has done a report about it, and it's something that still isn't really being talked about. And that's something that we have to really take charge on. And so hopefully, maybe you, the listener, may hear this and say that, you know what? I think I can do something about it. Well, I say, come on board. And during our next meeting, our public meeting, come to our meeting. Stay tuned to our Facebook. Get on our email list. When you go to our website, sign up for that, for our newsletter, so that way that you can stay informed on what SDIA is going to do with future events and everything else. But then also the other thing that we have is code compliance. And code compliance is one of those topics that is really one of those areas that people are really passionate about. And are passionate about it because people want to live in an area that is beautiful. People want to look at businesses, look at curbside appeal, to make sure that they feel comfortable and feel good about the area that they live in. And let's be honest, DeKalb County has had a whole lot of problems, and this is something that's been constant. Even with the reduction of services, people are still passionate about it. In fact, I mean, even today, when I was coming back from the movies, I had to call a company that had a sign at the intersection of Glenwood and I-20, and a gentleman answered the phone, and he was unaware that you're not supposed to put signs within DeKalb County. So he said that he won't put the signs up and he'll come and pick it up. And that's great. We have to be we have to take an active role in making sure that we're calling out the companies that are littering our community. Now, we need a chairperson to be able to head this up, to be able to create programs that will assist with the county to be able to help out with code compliance, because honestly, they need their help. We can't rely on DeKalb County completely for them to do everything, because it takes us as citizens to step up to say that we are tired of this and we have to do it in numbers so that way that we can create the change that we actually need. And so for others, if you want to be able to contribute too, we do have a membership. It's on our website, and it's only $10 a year. And for you as an individual to be able to become a member of SDIA, because we have some great things that are coming up that really require your support. So please go ahead and become a member of SDIA, and it will greatly appreciate it. So make sure you just go onto the website. We have a place where you can go and become, fill out a membership form and be able to join SDIA. So we definitely thank you for you joining. So now, one of the things that I find interesting, because I want to really be able to give you all the news on what's really happening with South DeKalb and how it really relates to SDIA. And I want to be able to do this a little bit more often. So some of my shows won't be as long as the ones that I have with guests, but I want to make sure that you are up to date on just some certain things. And I want to be able to open your eyes up to things, because I feel that I have a responsibility to be able to do that, to inform everybody, because you may not hear it anywhere else. So here's an example of what I find is definitely related to South DeKalb and what's happened from last year and how it translates to what's happening this year and for next year. So I was reading it because I subscribe to a whole bunch of newsletters to disinform so I can stay informed on what's going on with certain developments, not only just in DeKalb County, but across Metro Atlanta. And there's one where I read an article about Whole Foods. Now, Whole Foods is a company that's owned by Amazon. And I know that there are a lot of my listeners that are they would love to have a Whole Foods here in South DeKalb. The likelihood of that happening died earlier this year when Whole Foods was closed, when they actually opened up the 365 by Whole Foods off of North Decatur and Church Street. There was talks about bringing it further south and further east, which would have been great. But Amazon decided to kill the entire project. So the last two 365 by Whole Foods that opened up in Decatur and Buckhead were the last one for the entire company. And this is the 365 brand is, think of it like it's Amazon or a Whole Foods version of Trader Joe's. You have a lot of their branded type stuff in there, and it's actually a pretty cool store, and I admit it, I like it, and I'm glad that it's in unincorporated DeKalb, but still, it's a concept that would work great in our area. But unfortunately, here in South DeKalb, we have such a food desert that we don't have all the variations of stores, grocery stores, particularly with getting fresh food or even. We just don't have the options here. We only have one Publix in this area. We got multiple Walmarts and Kroger's and some farmers markets, but we don't necessarily have the variety. Oh, we got Aldi as well. But here's the thing. It's interesting because you have stores, including Walmart, that will leave this area, Walmart, Kroger, Sam's Club, Publix. They'll leave the area for a variety of reasons. But then you hear about an article about Whole Foods spending almost $4 million to remodel the Whole Foods in Buckhead. Now, I'm not sure how many people have been to that store. I've been to that store because I just want to look to check it out to see what it looks like. Because if I feel that if I want to bring something like this into South DeKalb, well, I need to know what I'm talking about. But they're spending $4 million to remodel that store. And here we can't get anything here in South DeKalb. Now, there was another store called Lidl that was supposed to have opened up on Covington Highway and Panola. But unfortunately, they pulled out. Now, they still own the land, but they haven't made any progress on opening up. Yet, they've already opened up three stores in Metro Atlanta. But again, they've moved away from South DeKalb. Again, not providing us with the options of actually being able to buy foods at a lower cost, but high quality. And that's a shame that that's actually happened. But hopefully that, you know, something that will change in the future. Hopefully. But I just want to keep you up to date and something to think about. Because even when it comes not only just to, I say, foods, but even dealing with technology. Now, here's a question. If you were to buy, if I said, hey, listener, you need to buy a new TV. And just to let you all know, my background is in technology. And this is something that's near and dear to me. But if I were to ask you, okay, I want you to buy an LG OLED TV, 4K, all that other stuff, right? Now, again, you may not understand what that is, but you go to your store, to a store, and just go, I said, just go ahead and buy it. But you're only, the only thing that you have to do is buy it in South DeKalb. The LG 4K OLED TV. Now, could you do it? I'm giving you a second to think about it. Think real quick. No, Walmart does not have it. They don't sell it. In fact, there's nowhere in South DeKalb that you can get that TV unless you go to Rockdale County, unless you go to the city of Tucker, unless you go into the city of Atlanta. But nowhere, including Stonecrest, the area of Stonecrest, can you buy that specific TV. And why am I bringing this up? Because you may not care about technology as much as me, but if your TV goes out, where are you going to buy your TV? Most likely, you're not going to buy it at Walmart, but that may be your only choice. But if you need something high quality, you can't get it in this area. And that's pretty sad, in fact, because think about it like this. Now, it doesn't matter whether or not if you love Apple or not, but the Apple Store at Lenox is moving to the front of the mall. They are building a two-story Apple Store at the front of Lenox Mall. Now, they're, in my opinion, they've been years behind on being able to create a new flagship store here in Atlanta. But they're finally able to do it here in Atlanta. They built a new store up in Avalon in Alpharetta. And they're remodeling all their stores. But if you look at where Apple stores are located, they are not in our area. Yet there are so many people, I observe you all, that carry iPhones and have Apple devices, but you cannot get the support, even though that you buy the product, you cannot get the support that you need or buy a product if you want to in our area, which basically means high ticket price items. That includes technology, that includes cars. We cannot get that in DeKalb County. Now, this goes the same thing for Microsoft stores. There's nobody in this country that I know of that is specifically talking about that issue. But I'm bringing it up. I do another podcast for myself with technology. But for South DeKalb, there is no place that you can get brand new technology, luxury cars, TVs, other high-ticket price items, which when you buy those products, you have sales tax, which goes to the county to provide better services. But here's the thing. People complain about the services that DeKalb County is providing, but don't shop in DeKalb County. And part of that is because we go outside of our community. And then here's the thing. We go outside our community. Those areas get the tax dollars. We come back and we don't even support the businesses, but we complain about the county. And that's something that has to change. Yeah, it does. But that's one of these issues that I want to bring up to you, because this is a huge preparation for the next show. With Mr. Wayne Early, co-chair of economic development for SDIA. And these are the things that we have to inform each other about, so that way that we can get on more on the front lines. This is something, folks, we can be proactive about. We can start leading the charge and saying, hey, we have money down here too. There are things that we absolutely need, particularly with services and stores and businesses. We need to improve the quality of life down here. But this also takes for you to be able to join organizations like SDIA, support us, step up, and allow yourself to be an active part in this. We don't need people to be sitting on the sidelines waiting to benefit from this. We've done that for too long. Now it's time for all of us to really step up and be able to do it. And I got to tell you, it has been a joy being part of this organization and being part of this community. I love South DeKalb. And here's the great thing about this. Even though, as a wrap up, even though that there are things that we lack, there are things that we have to improve, guess what? Because of what we don't have, we can get and we can create. We truly can create the area that we really want and what we desire and what we deserve. And hopefully you continue to support organizations like SDIA, because we do partner up with different organizations. But allow us to be able to continue to feed you the information that you need to empower you so that you can share this information with others. And so again, please support us. Go to SDIAinc.org. Donate to us. Become a member. Share this podcast with everyone that you know. But then also, let's work together to really improve South DeKalb, this area that we love. So I will see you all next time on the next episode. Again, my name is Kenneth Saunders III. This is South DeKalb.